Thanks so much for checking out the Real Estate Today podcast. So, did you do your due diligence? Boy, there's a lot of D's there.
I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.
And I'm Marcia Edwards, residential broker with Windermere Real Estate. We've been talking about the need to have a due diligence process in your transaction when purchasing to make sure that you understand the purchase and that it is what you expected it to be in regards to condition.
And frequently, frankly, it's not. You've viewed it from the outside. You may have had some limited exposure to the interior. And even then, you may have been shown the best unit, not the average unit or the worst unit. So you have formed an opinion and you're forming an offer based upon what you hope it might be there. And of course, the due diligence process, you've requested time after the acceptance to kick the tires, to make real sure what's there, to bring in your inspectors, to have the appraisal come in to make sure that the lender is willing to make the loan that they appear to be committed to do so that you can step forward and continue and close the transaction.
Now, I've got some news. If it's not the condition you expected to find it in, you still have hope of closing the transaction as a buyer because you have unveiled some information that is relevant and necessary to disclose to not just you as a buyer, but anyone who buys that property. So the seller now has that information and must consider it in the transaction.
Certainly, that may be overcome by spending money to cure it. If it's dry rot, sure, bathroom floors, they cost X number of dollars to do. You get a bid on that. So now you're paying a certain amount for the property and you're paying an additional amount to a contractor to come in and cure those defects that, number one, the lender would require to be cured, and number two, that you would require to be cured in order to enjoy the property to the level that you wish to anticipate.
So alternatively, if you don't want to absorb that difference in condition that you've realized now, you could turn to the seller and talk to them about participating in either a reduced purchase price, because now you know you're going to have that work to follow or to come, or to get some participation before closing on getting the work actually performed.
And in some instances, the lender is going to require that the work be performed prior to the time that the loan would be placed on the property, prior to closing, in other words. So at that particular point, it's a touchy one because the seller may say, I'm not going to put any money into it. I'm selling it as is. The buyer now needs to figure, what am I doing?
That's right. Take a good look at that. Get more than one estimate if you need to understand the problem and the solution. I'm Marcia Edwards, Windermere Real Estate.
And I'm Bob Nelson, real estate investment broker with PacWest Real Estate Investments.